Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Every episode, I do my best to try to give you the opportunity to think about your leadership and your mindset. Some smart thinking. This episode is going to be a little different because we normally focus on the service for others, but not on this one. On this one, we're going to discuss the importance of being unabashedly selfish. That's right. How to be selfish, when to be selfish, and why it's so important to be selfish. The signs that you need to be selfish and the power of being selfish. Now, first, I recognize that the idea of being selfish goes against pretty much every principle of leadership in the universe, because when you hear selfish, it implies that you are not putting others first. It implies a person who is careless with the social capital they have built up, and it infers that the person is an egomaniac. Well, that's actually true, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being selfish in the sense of monitoring your self-esteem, your self-worth, your self-care, and your self-respect. All of those wrapped up equal your selfishness. You see, you are number one on your own list of monitoring you. And if you aren't monitoring you, then you are going to selflessly fall apart. Who knows you better than you? Which is why you actually have to use a process to ensure that you don't go over the edge of the cliff and find yourself on your back looking up trying to figure out what just happened. We are going to look at this idea of being selfish a little differently. And it boils down to one key idea. If you're not selfish about yourself, you'll be focused instead on all the ways people are not doing enough for you, which leads to resentment of those people and a lack of ownership of yourself. I was thinking about being selfish a few months ago because I, like many of you, am not too good at putting myself first. I frankly feel guilty when I take TED time, but when I don't, I also find that there are people around me who don't get to be their best because I'm being selfish for the wrong reasons and the wrong things. This past spring, when there was little to do and our family was all together, my kids thought it would be a good idea for my wife and I to watch a Netflix show with them, some sort of a series that we could watch episodes together each night. Well, they chose the show Parks and Rec, which I had not really paid much attention to, and after three episodes, I fell in love. The comedy is genius, the wit is quick, and the storylines are endearing. There were a few lessons in the episodes, and then one night we were sitting there, and an episode happened that I tucked away for this discussion. You see, there are two characters in the show that are especially funny. I mean, they're all very funny, but Tom and Donna, well, they get my attention. They have an annual tradition called Treat Yourself, and what it is a day where they blow off all responsibilities, and they go do things totally selfish, and they treat themselves to things that they don't need. Things like laser nail trimmings, expensive shoes, massages, and basically selfish things that they get simple pleasure from and recognize that they wouldn't or shouldn't do it on a daily basis. But there was a line in this particular episode that stuck with me and struck me. Tom was arguing with Donna because she wanted to invite a third person on their traditional day, and he said, "But this is the only day I get to be totally selfish." At first, I thought it was a sad statement about the materialism of Americans, and then I realized that it was actually sadder for a different reason. You see, so many of us spend so much of our time trying to satisfy others that we rarely take time to satisfy ourselves. Now, leaders put others first in all of their decisions, but that can be a slow and subtle tax on our ability to be whole. So what we as leaders need to do is find a process to allow us the ability to focus on our self-care, our self-esteem, and our self-respect. Too often we're running around, imbalanced and without a compass. We are chasing from one moment to the next without regard for ourselves. We find ourselves exhausted by Thursday and looking back at the week on Saturday wondering, where did all the time go? Why is that? Well, that's life, right? Wrong. Nope. It doesn't have to be that way. That's what we've come to believe. But if we are truly going to be buffalo for others and charge into every storm we face, we have to do something to once in a while be selfish. We have to have some selfish opportunities to reflect, recharge, renew, and restore ourselves. So how do you know when you need to be a little selfish? I'll tell you one sign. It's when you can't stand the chewing of another person who's two rooms away from you. In other words, you've gotten to the point where all of a sudden things you've never even noticed bother you. It's when your senses are heightened, when your temper is short, and when your mind is foggy. But most of us don't notice it because it's a slow burn that creeps up on us. And that is why we need to put in place a process on a frequent basis so that we can treat ourselves. Now, unlike Tom and Donna from the show, I'm not talking about taking one day a year to go into debt buying things. I am instead talking about scheduled and frequent opportunities for you to step away from the grind and position yourself for some literal or figurative fresh air. Your time. Yeah, you. What I want you to think about now is what do you need in order to recharge so that you can pay attention to your health, your emotions, and your sense of worth and respect. Your respect for you. Each day we have the opportunity to grow and influence others. But what good are we if we're not our best? If we're burned out and we don't even know it? If we've lowered our self-esteem because we weren't selfish enough to take care of ourselves? I'm not one to quote Dr. Phil often, but he has some pretty great sayings. One is that we teach people how to treat us. When we're afraid, people know they need to avoid us. People know they can't depend on us, and they know to avoid us. What we don't know, necessarily, are those signs, but they do. What we don't recognize is the micro slides in our daily life and our leadership. The other things that we lose when this happens is our ability to be predictable for others. As leaders, we need to be predictable so that they can be their best, so that people we serve can take risks and win the moments that represent what they need so that they can be themselves. This can't happen if we're not selfishly looking after ourselves. Here is the progression of a person who doesn't recognize that they've ignored self-care. First, they begin to shift their tolerances for the world around them. When you're exhausted, what was funny a week ago is now a nuisance. You're short, literally, temper-wise. You're not in the mood, and you expect things from people that they're not capable of achieving. As a result, you find yourself disappointed in others, and you push yourself harder and farther to get the jobs done, and you inadvertently isolate those other people. The crazy cycle accelerates over time as you fail to recognize what you're doing, and then you begin to fail in certain areas of your day or life, and suddenly your self-esteem goes down the drain because you don't think you can do it, because you can't. The compounding effect of needing to work selflessly has turned you into a person who is questioning your skills with no tolerance for anyone around you, who is no longer selflessly supporting others, but is instead on the verge of self-destruction. Now that these behaviors, especially these two behaviors, have compounded and your tolerance for others is lost and your self-esteem is gone, suddenly your lack of selfishness to care for yourself has created a lack of self-respect and reduced your self-worth. Suddenly you're having conversations within your mind that you can't do it, you're no good, and you can't get it done. Whatever it is that you've lost sight of, it is all because you've been making micro digressions for months. One day you're driving around thinking the world is fine, and then you come across an obstacle that you could have easily leapt, and now it seems Herculean to get over. That is the day you've gone too far, and a day we can all avoid by simply creating a selfish process. Now, some of you are listening and thinking, is he in the backseat of the car with me? Does he know my thoughts? And others of you are like, this never happens to me. Well, I call bull. We all teeter close to self-destruction once in a while, and that is why we need to have a treat yourself process. Here are a few prompts for you to reflect upon. Identify the last full day you had filled with nothing but things you are passionate about. List people who fuel you and the last time you had hours of uninterrupted time with them. And describe the last day, the last full day, 24 hours, you are disconnected from a device. The greatest minds in the world have a habit a habit of isolation, reflection, social interaction by design, intentional distractions, and some selfish time built in for themselves. I was at a conference one time, and the speaker said, God put 24 hours in a day, 8 hours for work, 4 for those you love, and 4 for yourself, and 8 to sleep. I was like, this guy must have a lot of lead paint in his house. He's nuts. No one gets 4 hours a day for themselves. But years later, I get what he was saying. Balance. A life of service to others is fueled by our ability to be a little selfish once in a while, to treat ourselves. When you were reflecting before, were you able to answer those questions quickly? Yeah, me neither. Well, what is it that we need to do? We need a process. And to get that process, we have to use a tool. In this case, the tool is your calendar and a colleague or loved one. Here's what I want you to do when you have a moment later. No, actually, take an actual moment and get into your calendar. And go into that calendar and put a non-negotiable 2-hour block of time in your calendar once a month. I don't know when it can be. A Saturday afternoon, a Monday morning, whenever. You have control of your calendar. Take the time and put 2 hours in there. Now, I realize this sounds crazy, but place a 2-hour block in your calendar with nothing to do. A treat yourself micro moment. This is not a time to save work so you can catch up. That totally defeats the purpose. Instead, it is a time to go treat yourself. Meet a friend for coffee, get a book, go shopping, go hiking, get away, go for an extra run, go outside. Just do nothing. A little me time once a month. Set up a hammock and sleep for 2 hours. Just set aside a little bit of treat yourself time and honor it. Here's what happens. It's motivating. You realize that suddenly you have these little micro events to look forward to. You find yourself looking forward, working towards them so that you can build these little breaks in your life. You have these mini holidays that begin to feel like a tradition, something that allows you to invest in yourself. I really want you to think about this. 2 hours a month, 12 months. How much time is that? It's a whole day. The maturity it takes for you to honor this is huge. It'll feel like you're cheating, like you're wasting time, and you'll fill your mind with a lot of reasons why you can't afford this time. And when you hear that narrative in your head, that's exactly when you know you've gone too far. You've become so self-consumed that you don't even recognize your selfishness is in the negative. The other thing is to have a colleague or a coach that you ask to confront you when you're displaying the qualities or behaviors of self-destruction, self-doubt, when you're not caring for yourself, and when you've gotten yourself to the brink of that self-destruction. This isn't easy to do, but you need to. You need to give someone permission to tell you, hey, you're off kilter. I have 3 people in my life like this, and they all recognize when I need to get out for some TED time. The first is my wife. She knows my triggers. When I suddenly become overly restless, she strongly encourages me to go do something. Get up, get out of here. She knows I feel guilty sitting around, so she tells me to go hike, get some new records, just get out of here. Another one is my friend Matt. He'll ask me how I'm doing, and I'll rattle off a bunch of stuff, and then he'll ask me if I'm taking care of myself. I almost always lie and say, oh yeah, sure, I'm balanced. But then, for hours afterwards, I question if I'm taking care of myself, and it is usually a minute or two into the reflection as I'm driving away that I recognize I need some TED time, and quick. Pessimism is fueled by a lack of positive selfishness. I know that sounds weird, but doubt, respect, esteem are all things fueled by our ability to be who we need to be for others when they need us. If we're not treating ourselves once in a while, surrounding ourselves with people that'll be honest with us, and creating processes to make sure we don't self-destruct, we cannot be our best for others. How can we optimistically charge into anything if we're not our best? Optimism itself is fueled by seeing every problem as an opportunity for which to be challenged, by looking forward into the storm and recognizing that we can get past whatever it is we are facing, which is why we need to charge into a little treat yourself time once in a while. However, being selfish in the sense of making sure we're caring for ourselves is a needed characteristic that allows us to grow forward, be our best, and find strengths within us so that we can selfishly and selflessly conquer the world for others. So let's do some smart thinking. List the days you'll take micro treat yourself breaks. Describe yourself when you are afraid. list the people in your life that you can depend upon to make you realize that you're in need of a little selfishness. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please make certain to share this episode and rate it on your platform. Also, feel free to reach out to me at ted@cesa6.org for any needed resources or materials, and check out our website at cesa6.org for all the different services that we provide. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their fantastic music. Finally, this episode was sparked by a great TV show, but also conversations I'm having with friends, colleagues, and those that I serve. So many people working hard in new ways, not balanced because everything is always in front of us on the computer, and trying to meet the needs of others in ways we never imagined. Teachers teaching in uncertain conditions, professionals working in their pajamas, healthcare workers stretched beyond capacity, and everyone trying to navigate the chaos of COVID. But through it all, we need to be aware that we are the only ones who are going to get ourselves through this, that a lot of people depend on us to be our best. When you're contact tracing all the time, every night and every weekend, it's easy to not see the micro cuts into your self-esteem, into your self-care, and into your ability to simply unwind and be yourself. Now is the most important time to intentionally walk away and treat yourself to some moments of brevity. In 10 years, 10 years from now, no one's going to remember that you took some time away from others in order to center yourself. Your momentary selfishness will go unnoticed in the future. But, and this is a gigantic but, if you don't take time for yourself in the crisis to self-invest, what will be remembered is your irritability, your unpredictability, your lack of empathy, and an inability for others to depend on you. Buyer beware, the overworked, the overburdened, the underappreciated, they will self-destruct, and the damage is what will be remembered. My final thought is this: be a great friend and support others by encouraging them and reminding them that it's okay to be a little selfish once in a while, to invest in themselves, to invest in their esteem, to invest in their mental and physical health, and to focus on themselves on occasion. Micro interventions, micro moments of investment, micro holidays all lead to one thing: macro results for those we serve. Get to it this week and take some time to treat yourself.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to. It's my own desire.